From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. State Department is now confirming that Americans were killed and injured in a Taliban attack on a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The siege began when gunmen wearing army uniforms and suicide vests stormed the hotel kitchen late Saturday. They then moved into conference halls and other floors of the building while shooting at guests. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network plotted the violence. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The government forces ended the overnight attack on Sunday that resulted in at least 22 deaths, including 14 foreign nationals. The CIA director, Mike Pompeo, said Tuesday, North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense, but for intimidation as well. He spoke at an event in Washington hosted by the conservative research group, the American Enterprise Institute. He said, call it coercive. He also said the intelligence agency believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would not only deploy nuclear weapons to remain in power, but to threaten to reunify the divided Korean Peninsula under his autocratic regime. The United States joined its NATO allies on Tuesday in launching a pressure campaign against the use of chemical weapons in Syria, while singling out Russia for protecting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. In Paris, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the recent attacks in East Ghouta raised serious concerns that the regime might be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people. This is VOA News. Two people were killed and 12 others wounded in a shooting Tuesday at a high school in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky. The suspected shooter was a 15-year-old boy who was apprehended at the school and will face murder and attempted murder charges. A 15-year-old girl died at the scene. A 15-year-old boy died at the hospital. The UN Refugee Agency warns it is premature for hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to return to Myanmar because their safety cannot be guaranteed. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The operation was supposed to have begun Tuesday, but the Bangladeshi authorities reportedly have postponed the repatriation process. As of now, the UNHCR says necessary safeguards for people to return to the homes they fled so recently are absent. Agency spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA conditions for voluntary, safe, sustainable returns are not in place.
Anxiety is high in the refugee community in Cox's Bazar, and that presents a risk if not properly managed. Solutions to this crisis ultimately lie in Myanmar. What we need to see in Myanmar is that the guaranteed safeguards that people are expecting are properly in place. At present, they're not.
The UNHCR is calling for unhindered access in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state so it can assess the conditions of return.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was interviewed last week by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office in connection with its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. That confirmation from the Justice Department on Tuesday, after the New York Times reported that Sessions was asked for several hours last Wednesday as part of Mueller's Russia investigation and whether President Trump has obstructed justice since taking office last January. And China and South Korea are protesting President Trump's decision to impose steep tariffs on solar panels and washing machines, a decision that's fueling concerns in Asia that more American protectionist measures are forthcoming. On Tuesday, Trump said the U.S. was also considering raising tariffs on steel and aluminum. He said, "We're looking at it. We're looking at a lot of things." He spoke to reporters. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.